Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. Today is another Q&A episode where we're going to get into the first question right away, which is, I'm looking to run my first marathon as a former athlete, but I have no idea where to start. As someone with a sporting background looking to run your first marathon, you'll have a good base for pushing yourself both physically and mentally, and that will serve you well down the line especially. But you'll probably never been exposed to running for slow, longer distances of 2 to 3 hours at a time. Train yourself to run slowly, the boredom that comes along with that, and trusting that these longer runs will have performance benefit down the line are going to be some of your biggest struggles. So for that reason, I'd recommend putting most of your focus, at least at the start, on building up these longer, slower runs, knowing that down the line you'll get the chance to express your already built-in athleticism when the speeds and intensities start to ramp up. Second question then, what are tempo runs? The term tempo means different things related to running in different contexts. For example, players or coaches within field sports like GAA, rugby, soccer, etc. might be familiar with tempo runs where you run at something like 70 to 80% of max sprint speed for say 15 to 30 seconds separated by rest periods of 1 to 2 minutes at a time. But distance runners, for example, mean something completely different, more like running at close to or at your race pace for say miles at a time. Both have similar goals, including increasing the body's ability to buffer lactate and accumulate in volume at relatively high speeds and distances without technique breaking down and without accumulating huge amounts of fatigue. The term tempo running is specific to your sport. The general theme is running at a pace that allows you to accumulate high volumes of running at slightly lower than your fastest pace. Third question then is, how should I approach nutrition if I am training first thing in the morning? When it comes to training first thing in the morning, the last thing you want to be doing is getting up an extra hour earlier to get food in and letting it digest. So a better option is to make up a drink that gives you what you need. Generally, I recommend that that includes obviously water for hydration, along with perhaps electrolytes, a carbohydrate powder like dextrose, for example, and potentially an essential amino acids powder or a protein powder, particularly for longer, more intense runs, gym sessions, or team sports sessions. This can be drunk before the session or during the session, depending on what works best logistically. Fourth question, what are your thoughts on intermittent fasting and training, for example, fasting until 12 p.m. with a session at 1 p.m.? Intermittent fasting leading into training fasted is not ideal from a training performance point of view, whether that be in a gym session, a running session, or a sports session, given that performance in each session is likely to drive long-term performance improvements. I'd generally recommend fueling before each session. This becomes less important if the session is of lower intensity or duration, and it's also worth noting that some people find that pushing back their first meal allows them to sustain a lower calorie intake, and they may be willing to sacrifice a small amount of training performance to do so. Final question then, what do you make of the trend towards hybrid training? Your approach seems to be similar. Even though it's not a term I've used much, my own training philosophy of the everyday athlete certainly aligns with those of many hybrid athlete approaches. Whilst I have massive respect for those who specialise in any particular type of athletic performance, for example, professional runners or powerlifters or professional cyclists, etc. For non-professional athletes, I really like the idea of being able to train many aspects of fitness, whether that be moving explosively, lifting heavy, sprinting, running for distance, improving mobility, working on skills, improving physique. And that's something we always aim to bring into the Everyday Athlete Program where possible. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And if you have any questions that you'd like to get answered within the next episodes, just drop me a message. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.